Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
A million separate voices isn't what he longs to hear, but when our voices are united, we are pleasant to his ears. When our thoughts are not scattered, our spirits are one, we can worship the Father, and His glory will come. And the glory of the Lord fills the house.
His presence is
Kingdom, Thine is the power, Thine is the glory, forever and ever and ever and ever. The Christ Church Choir and Orchestra opening our program today with the song, The Glory of the Lord. In the background, it's Mary Beth Carlson, her arrangement of the song, Surely the Presence of the Lord is in this place. The Word says that where two or three are gathered together in His name, He will be in the midst. Well, I'm here, you're there, that's two, and of course we have many, many more gathering together with us today to worship the Lord here on A Call to Worship. So He is here in our midst today. We're here today to praise the Lord, to thank Him for His goodness and His faithfulness. Later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about how God is indeed in control. Sometimes experiences in our lives shake us to the core, and we wonder whether God really knows what's going on, whether He is in control, or somehow things are out of control. Well, we'll be talking more about that later, how truly God is in control, and nothing ever takes Him by surprise. Also coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be sharing with you a wonderful psalm from the New International Version, Psalm 33. Heavenly Father, we do come into Your presence today in the name of Jesus, our Lord, our Redeemer, our Savior, and our Restorer, one who died on the cross as a sacrifice in place of us, doing what we could not do for ourselves, Lord. And You have accepted that sacrifice as full payment for our sins, so that we can stand in Your presence today, clothed with the righteousness of Christ. And You see us as though we have never sinned, because we're covered by the shed blood of the Lamb. This is done because of Your grace and Your mercy, and because we have placed our complete trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for Your Holy Spirit that resides in our hearts to guide us, to convict us of sin in our life, to give us confidence in You that You are in control, and that we can have peace and joy even in the midst of storms and difficult times. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for Your patience with us, for Your undying love and amazing grace. And thank You for Your presence, that You're always there. You're just a prayer away, Lord. We can come into Your presence right now, directly from us to You, Lord. We don't have to go through anybody else. Jesus said that He was the way, He is the truth, He is the life, and that no one could come unto You except through Him. And we thank You, Lord, that Your Spirit lives within us so that we have a constant communication with You. Father, we ask that You take great pleasure in our adoration today and our praise. And if someone's listening today who has never experienced the peace and the joy and the assurance that we have, knowing that You are in control of all things, I pray that Your Holy Spirit might draw them to You, Father, through the Scripture, through the songs that we'll share about the hope that we have in You, Heavenly Father. Now take great pleasure in our praise, Lord, as we lift You up, and how we thank You, Heavenly Father, that You are indeed in our presence today.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the midst of His children, the Lord said He would be. It doesn't take, it could be just two or three, and I feel that same sweet spirit that I felt oft times before. Surely I can say that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of His garment. I can almost see His face, and my heart is overflowing in the fullness of His joy. I know that I've been with the Lord, and surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see
And now Psalm 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with a harp. Make music to Him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of His unfailing love. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere Him. For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of His heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From His dwelling place He watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by His great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice. For we trust in His holy name. May Your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord. even as we put our hope in you.
My hope is in the Lord, who has renewed my strength. When everything is senseless, my hope is still in Him, who has made heaven and earth, and things seen and unseen. Whatever shade of passing day, my hope is still.
They need to know that there is a Sometimes we think our world is built on solid ground, and our hope lies in the things we touch and see. We plan our feet, raise our plans, and settle down, forgetting that's not where our hearts should be. Remember, there's just one rock, one firm foundation, all hope grounded there will stand. There's just one rock, one sure salvation, all else is sinking sand.
God has a silent rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Oh, sometimes we must sustain the shifting sands of life. What we cannot do is shift our eyes away from Christ.
The foundation is inside the world. It is saved by your faith. It is inside
the world. Till the breaking of the dawn, till our footsteps cease to roam, ever let this truth be known. Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone. There's just one rock, one firm foundation, all hope grounded there will stand. There's just one rock, one sure salvation.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard a wonderful medley of songs with Brian Arner. The Solid Rock, There's Just One Rock, and Jesus is the Cornerstone. And right now in the background, it's Larry Dalton and his piano and orchestra, the song Lead Me to the Rock. I want to thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Coming up later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about who's in charge. There is only one prescription for peace, absolute faith in the sovereignty and providence of God. God is in control when all appears out of control. He is able to work good out of evil and take the disastrous events and turn them around for your welfare. When you know that God is in control, you can face change, unexpected or anticipated, with confidence. He is not surprised or frustrated or foiled by anything or anyone. When you know that God is in control, you can give thanks in everything, knowing that He is arranging all things by His providential care for your personal welfare. It will steady your soul with the good news that God is in complete control of your circumstances and is working toward His appointed end, which will ultimately benefit you and others. Coming up later, we'll be talking about who is in control. I just want to say thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. And when you send a gift this month for Call to Worship, I'm going to send out to you a wonderful little booklet by David Jeremiah called A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration for the Busy Life. It's over 130 different short devotionals that you can share each day. And it's my gift to you when you send a gift for Call to Worship. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a contribution that way. You can listen to the program. You can check out the internet for many things. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And now let's get back to this wonderful song in the background with Larry Dalton, piano and orchestra, and the song entitled Lead Me to the Rock. Thank you.
myself to you. You know before I start what's hidden in my heart. And you can change me, rearrange me into somebody new. And best of all, you promise to see me through. So we raise our song of faith up to the sky.
Now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Peace, Meditations on Experiencing the Peace of God, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Remember the story of Joseph in the Old Testament? How his brothers sold him into Egypt? They wanted to get rid of him. They thought they had. And Joseph went through some very difficult times for the next number of years, being thrown in prison, unjustly accused of something. But then he rose to be the second in Egypt, just under the Pharaoh, given much great responsibility. And then after famine had spread over the land, his brothers had come to Egypt to try to get some grain. And after a while, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, who thought now that maybe he would kill them because of what they had done to him. But it's recorded in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, what he said. He said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Did you ever wonder why certain things happen to you? Things that you think are unfair and really harmful to your life. And maybe sometimes you can get down on God and say, "Lord, why did you do this to me? Why did you permit this to happen?" Well, today I want to talk a little bit about who's really in charge of your life. Are you in charge, or is God in charge, and are you willing to be submissive to Him? A sudden financial crisis can wipe away a carefully constructed budget. A completely unexpected illness can idle us for months. Unplanned delays can quickly obliterate our carefully crafted schedules. Now, these scenarios and a multitude of other storylines can leave us with one feeling that can intimidate us more than any other, the feeling that things are out of control. We are usually comfortable with our ability to handle diverse situations, but incidents can occur that are beyond the reach of our competence and our capabilities. They shake us to the core. What can we do? How do we handle something that we literally have no control over? How do we experience God's peace in such wildly frightening settings? Well, there is only one prescription for peace in such times: absolute faith in the sovereignty and providence of God. There's a contemporary song right now that's running through my mind, God is in control. Well, we can sing it and we can say it, but do we always really mean it? Do we understand it when those difficult times in our life come upon us? And sometimes we may forget that God is supreme and He is in control. The providence of God has been defined by J.I. Packer as the unceasing activity of the Creator, whereby, in overflowing bounty and goodwill, He upholds His creatures in ordered existence, guides and governs all events, circumstances, and free acts of angels and men, and directs everything to its appointed goal for His own glory. Now, this is not mere theological fluff. That is solid truth that you can rely on when your personal world is rocked with calamity, uncertainty, or adversity in any form. God is in control when all appears out of control. He is able to work good out of evil and take the disastrous events and turn them around for your welfare and His glory. As chaotic and happenstance as some things seem, God is actually working out His benevolent, providential plan for your life right now. Nothing can thwart His purpose for you. Nothing can shake Him. He is in control. When you know that God is in control, you can face change, unexpected or anticipated, with confidence. All is held together by His omnipotent hand. All is within His loving care. He is not surprised or frustrated or foiled by anything or anyone. Through God's sovereignty, Joseph could see the good hand of God behind his years of enslavement and imprisonment, working perpetually to eventually bless him and all of Egypt, and not only Egypt, but countries all around Egypt, including where his family came from. When you know that God is in control, you can give thanks in everything, knowing He is arranging all things by His providential care for your personal welfare. One thing I have tried to learn over the many decades has been to give thanks to God for everything. Now, I'm not saying that has always been easy. Sometimes that's difficult. But it is a truth. The Bible says we should give thanks for everything, and that means the good things that God blesses us with, and also the difficult times that draw us closer to Him and make us believe that He is in control and that we can count on Him to take care of His children. It is impossible to be grateful in tough times, though, if you're not resting in the sovereignty of God. When you acknowledge the providence of God, His peace will keep you and guard you and comfort you. It will steady your soul with the good news that God is in complete control of your circumstances and is working toward His appointed end, which will ultimately benefit you and others. There is absolutely nothing that will happen to you today that your loving Father hasn't already known about and has permitted in your life so that you'll be drawn closer to Him and so that He will receive the glory for it all. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that You are a sovereign God. I'm not a victim of chance or circumstances, but a chosen child of God who belongs to the Almighty Heavenly Father, with whom there is no change or shadow of turning. I believe that You are in charge of every area of my life, and that's the way I want it. You are not the author of evil. Evil is only an instrument in Your good hand, and nothing can happen to me outside Your permissive will. And I know, dear Lord, that You are in control of all things today. Thank You for the settling peace that this truth brings to me today.
When our vision of God is small, our problems seem great in size. So we must believe the Lord with our all, and on Him fix our eyes. the Lord, our worries will decrease. When we delight ourselves with His word, it's then we sense His perfect peace.
I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. And thank you for your letters, and when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. And when you write and send a gift this month, I'm going to send out to you a David Jeremiah booklet called A Minute a Day, about 130 different short devotionals just for you. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove, Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together as we listen to the Larry Mayfield a cappella singers and their song, Lift Up Your Voices.
Lift up your voices now, the The Lord hath triumphed gloriously, the Lord shall reign victoriously. And all He did and all He bare, He gives us as our own to share, and hope and joy.